Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The world is in peril. It's chaos everywhere. We're not covering any of it because we're too stupid.
You're black, right?
Right.
Allegedly.
Robert Paul Champagne.
All it takes for rappers to join pickleball is for Michael Jordan to make some Jordans for pickleball.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
You sound like every gay in Manhattan.
I feel gay.
Try it out.
Are washcloths for the pores?
How much is it going to hurt again?
What's going on?
Ever heard of the Pulitzer Prize? We sure haven't. Go to YMHStudios.com to get your tickets right now.
Too old to be twerking.
Nigga, sciatica. My sciatica get there acting up.
Slip a disc, do a missionary.
Oh, you guys ready out there?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up, though?
Yeah.
Coming to y'all live from Austin, Texas at YMA Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. How y'all doing, fellas?
What's up, baby?
What's up, Danny?
Yeah, man, I want to thank y'all for staying later today, man.
Of course.
Anytime, y'all, you know man. What I'm saying? Anytime. Behind the scenes, man. Y'all got to get all the credit in the world, man. So shouts out to the Booth Boys, man. They stuck around today.
Oh, shit.
Because we got my dog in the house, man. We got Zach Fox in the house. How you doing,
I'm
brother?
I'm good, man. I'm happy to be here.
Pulled up to motherfucking Austin, Texas,
I'm
man.
I'm so happy to be in Texas.
I'm happy you are here, man. We just had the Loopers on not too long ago. We were talking about your ass, man. Your ass motherfucking wears so many hats, man. I don't even know what to call your motherfucking ass. What is you, man? You a fucking rapper, comedian. You did the acting shit. What the fuck? And you bodied that shit. I don't think I ever got a chance to tell you that
appreciate
shit.
Appreciate you, man.
Do motherfuckers be calling you that nigga in the airport and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Old people and shit see you and be like,
I'm glad you said
hey,
airport.
Tariq.
You know what it is. It's like TSA agent aunties with the elbow fat. Like, that's my mm-hmm. demographic now. Like. That's the
know you
base.
From the Abbott Elementary shit.
Absolutely.
which I think man was one of the best shows to come out in recent time for fucking
for sure.
normal fucking television and mm-hmm, shit because mm-hmm. they don't be really like sitcoms and shit that'd be fucking fire and shit. Every blue moon you get some shit and then they be already canceled and you just see that shit on
yeah.
oh the fucking streaming service or
six
man.
Episodes of that
yeah,
shit
yeah but so. Y'all body that shit man. I'm glad that shit is on TV.
Shout
man.
Out Quinta. Shout
yeah,
out
shout
ABC
out Quinta,
man.
Yeah, because even from her like I got up on your ass just off Twitter, man.
Mm-hmm.
You used to have one of the fucking funniest Twitters in the
yeah.
world, man, before they banned your ass.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm back on now, but it's like I'm chilling.
But that old was, account was the truth,
it
man.
It was the truth back then. That was raw. Yeah.
And not even just for the, I mean, you used to be on there joking and shit, but one thing I got to give you credit for is, you know, you do your rap shit. You know, we all do our rap shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you have fun with that and everything. But you always up. You really love this shit.
Yeah.
Like I got a whole theory now. A lot of these rap motherfuckers, they don't really love rap.
Mm.
Like the basketball players, they just tall as hell.
Like
they,
jockeys is just
they
like...
motherfuckers made them hoop. But it's a lot of motherfuckers, they just got the chance to rap. But you know, now it's easy as fuck to do this shit, I feel
mm-hmm,
like.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers can punch in and shit. We used to have the right raps, record yeah. them in one take. I got a theory with that too. I think a lot of motherfuckers don't write because they can't really read.
Yeah, you think literacy
or spell,
is just
yeah,
like,
or spell the words out and shit. Like Lil Wayne dropped out of school at 14 or some
true.
Shit. That nigga ain't literate.
You think like more niggas are illiterate?
They
than
dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they dumb as hell.
It's
they
like
can't,
an epidemic.
Yeah,
like,
imagine them writing and try to read that shit back. Mm. It's gonna sound like motherfucker. You remember being in elementary school? They be like, this nigga got to read. The class
yeah.
started laughing at the nigga
yeah.
and shit. Like, oh. He get embarrassed and shit, beat a nigga up at the school and shit. Like, motherfuckers laughing at me trying to read and shit.
That's the silent pandemic right now.
But your ass used to always
rappers.
Put me up on some new shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's your shit. Like,
bro,
you could,
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah
like, you really, that's what I'm saying. You really love this rap
yeah.
shit, man. Who you got up next now? I know you know. You got to put me up on some new shit. I'm getting old now, man.
Oh, man.
I don't be listening. I can't say I'm listening to rap as much as I'm. And I ain't saying I don't know cool shit. You know, I'm a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't listen to rap.
You just...
I'm just
in your own world.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Now it's man, Atlanta really got some crazy shit coming out now. Veda. She's really dope. Hemward, I would say Anisia. Like Atlanta's really got like a whole new crazy.
I think the last rapper I was really bumping from Atlanta, Baby Drill.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Fuck with Baby
that
Drill.
That nigga scary.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
He real life
all
scary.
These kids are scary, man. I don't trust them, man. Yeah.
All them Slaughter Gang, all 21 young nudies, like, little.
I just listen to Frost Children, Honey Gex, and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm staying in my zone, man.
Yeah, it's time for jazz. Like.
So you said you're working on a new show or some shit. Can you talk about that shit?
Yeah, really. I mean, there's a lot I'm working on. I'm working on an animated project right now. I can't say too much about what it's going to be, but it will be like sort of a black, I guess I could call it an anime based in the Black South. Animating that right now. My homie Chibu is doing the art direction on it, and then we're going to see what we can do with it next year. And developing a pilot with my homie Alex Russell, who works on Beef and The Bear. He wrote on season one of Beef, and I think he's going to continue on The Bear now. But just trying to get my hands in more TV stuff and more acting shit, you know?
Hell yeah, man. You killed that shit, man. But I don't know if Tariq was that far up of who your ass really
is.
Not
really.
That's a person. Really. I bet there was a lot of niggas that see that character and related to that shit.
Yeah.
Because I was a Tariq once upon a time in my life, too. And we all know that shit. And you do the stand-up and shit, too, man. Yeah. You still been hitting spots up and shit?
Absolutely.
You going to hit some spots up in Austin?
I think so. I'm going to try to. My homie, Mekki Leeper, me, and a comedian by the name of Holmes. She's from out in L.A., too, by the way, in Kansas City. We got a pilot together called FinTech. It's based in the world of, financial tech dudes in San Francisco, billionaire dudes who fuck up their money and blow shit on NFTs, and then they're on to trends and... this dude's basically blowing his mom's money, Mekki's character. It's really hilarious. I can't wait for you to see it.
Yeah, you know, I love that kind of shit. Because they motherfuckers, man, I nothing like a character arc of just a nerdy-ass motherfucker that just make a shit ton of money and just become a degenerate.
Just
like nothing turns me on more than that kind of shit, man.
Yeah, I love losers. Just playing losers and, jokes about
so
losers.
So any more music? You working on some music shit?
Yeah, always. I feel like I'm always juggling all of it. I'm just trying
to
figure out
how saying. I don't know how your ass do it, man. It's hard enough for me just to fucking rap, man. Goddamn.
I got ADD. It's crazy. I don't know how to not do it.
Like,
how to stop and pay attention to one thing. If somebody told me I had to stop it all and pay attention to one thing, I feel like the rest of my life would be terrible.
I think the biggest thing is that I take from you, man, is that you have fun doing all this shit. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it like when you can... have a career and like live your life off doing shit that you really having fun with, man. That's like the American dream in some sense.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
got nothing to complain.
It's a lot
about.
Of motherfuckers that work and shit and they hate that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely always get that vibe from you that you having fun doing this shit,
man. Sure,
so
for sure.
I wish I still had that same feel. I wish, man. All right, man. We're gonna jump into some of these Ask Danny's, man.
Ask Danny.
You can always hit me up at the Danny Brown Show, danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's danny@thedannybrownshow.com. All right, first up, we got Ugly Ass Boyfriend. Hi, Danny. I recently acquired a boyfriend, but all my friends are city girls and are extremely mad about it. They don't like that I have a boyfriend and he's ugly as fuck to them. No one is rocking with me at the moment, and all I have right now is my ugly boyfriend. I was tired of not having sex and also being alone for the holidays, but my friends all hate me because of my boyfriend right now. There's nothing wrong with him. He's just nerdy with glasses. But question is, friends or ugly boyfriend? Kaylin. I mean, as far as I know, man, ugly motherfucker, that nigga gonna be throwing some dick on you, man.
That
ugly nigga, man. He got to, especially if you look at it, sound like you look, you all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she probably looked really good.
Yeah. For your friends to be mad, like, bitch, you can do better.
No.
Ain't nothing worse than a nigga. You get with a fine ass nigga, and I'd be like, oh, bitch.
He probably got like, if you need a nigga to have all the attributes, you just big and greedy. Like, if a nigga ugly, but he got some bread and a car and like all his teeth, you better run.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, man, ugly
run with
nigga, because niggas know they ugly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, so when he get him one, he gonna fucking put the rose petals down for you, bitch. He about to roll
running
the red
baths,
carpet out for you.
Foot
you know
rubs.
What I'm saying? Show you the love that you need, man. So fuck them bitches. I bet you all them. I bet you ain't none of them bitches got no man. That be the one thing about bitches, man. They you hang around a bunch of thirsty single bitches. You know what I'm saying? They be like, bitch, yeah, they always trying to ruin your shit. You just seen that shit recently with Tyrese girl.
Yep.
And she was over there talking about, yeah, I fucked up.
I threw in the towel too quick.
Then the bitch go fuck over Tyrese. Look at that nigga, man. How you go, you know what I'm saying?
Look at how much Tyrese did.
Man, that nigga was crying, all type of shit.
So what, the nigga a little retarded? He was baby boy.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
That nigga's a fucking model, man.
He made How You Gonna Act Like That? Sweet Lady.
Sweet Lady off Alone, bitch.
What the fuck else you need? He got abs.
Dog, that nigga sung Sweet Lady. I forgot about that shit,
really,
man.
Crazy.
That nigga blow that shit to you in the morning, bitch.
Come on,
what
man.
The fuck you gonna do, man?
Come on.
I'm just saying, but them bitches ain't got no man. Don't never listen to a bitch that ain't got no man about your man. That's the number one thing about it. Like, bitch, where your man at? That's
like all listening you to ask. A nigga with no car about your
shit. Yeah, no money. Telling you how to get some money.
Why'd you get a Tesla?
Yeah, what you going to, whole ass nigga.
Nigga walking. Yeah. Nigga got a hoverboard. Why you get a Tesla?
Why you got a Tesla?
Don't you know Elon is written?
You know they be digging up them batteries in Africa and shit. All them kids dying and shit. Motherfucker, but you talking about gas-powered vehicles and shit. You know motherfuckers that went to war over the oil and all that shit? But you gonna talk to me about fucking what they doing with the batteries in Africa, man. The cobalt and
nigga
all that shit.
Nigga
man.
Never cared about Africa
yeah,
before.
Yeah,
man,
what the fuck? But I love to get some diamonds. All right, man. Leave me alone. All right, next up, we got Risk to Friendship. Yo, Danny, I recently come out of a 4-year relationship. There's a girl I've been friends with for about 8 years now, and I always really liked her. I asked her out a couple times before I got into a relationship, and she said no, but still remain really good friends. Do I just remain friends, or do I risk our relationship and ask her out again? Cheers, Ryan. Mm. Nah, man, you never want to be the creepy dude, man, because you know, some bitches like having homeboys as friends. And I will admit, it's nothing like having a cool homegirl. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
a lot of niggas risk, you know what I'm saying? Because you got your boys, but sometimes your boys don't tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. If you get a real down bitch, man, that know what's up, man, they keep it 100 with you, man. So I will always say,
if you keep homegirls around, like true, like real solid homegirls, they will really be the litmus test to you around how awful the streets really,
yeah,
really are,
definitely.
And how you need to stay in your relationship.
Definitely.
Because all my female homegirls, they be cheating, doing
yeah,
all type
you
of
be
fuck
like,
shit.
You bitches ain't
smoking
shit.
Smoking cigarettes. Not showering.
But
like,
yeah, man, I think a lot of dudes, because in part two, man, like, female friendships, man, them bitches will really help your ass in a time of need.
Oh, yeah.
Them bitches bail you out of jail.
I was
all
just
type
about to
of
say,
shit. Like, I'm just saying,
I
like,
don't
your
know
homies.
Not one nigga that would.
Your
let
homies laugh at you
my
about
emotions.
Shit.
Yeah, nah.
You cry to your homeboy. They be like, nigga, fuck that nigga, but you a bitch.
Do some push-ups.
Yeah, you a bitch. You need that one female that you can holler at and be like, man, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And they'll give you some real fucking serious advice and be truthful with your ass. Your homeboys, them motherfuckers will treat you like a bitch too. They just tell you what you want to hear sometimes,
yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But so yeah, man, don't ask her out again. She already turned your ass down once, man.
Mm-hmm.
You just at that point, you just be creepy. Y'all been friends for
yeah,
over
bro.
8 years.
Hang it up, nigga.
Don't risk that.
It's time to play 2K with her.
Yeah, don't risk that relationship, man. Yeah. There's nothing you can do with that shit, man.
Mm-mm.
But so yeah. All right, next up we got One Train. What's good, Danny? My all-time favorite track has to be One Train. How that masterpiece come about? Joey and K-Dot body that bitch, but your verse is my favorite. How love is created, and what was your first reaction hearing it? Omar. One Train, that was just, you know, Rocky hit me up to do the verse. I did a demo verse, and then we was on tour together, and he fucking was like, can you do your verse over? I'm like, what the fuck wrong with the first verse? I ain't gonna do too much different, you know, but I did the verse over, and I guess you just probably talking about all the fucking, everybody always asks me, because I said, your bitch pussy smell like a penguin. And they always be like, how the fuck you know how penguins smell?
For real.
Well, when I was a kid, we used to go to the Detroit Zoo, and they had this exhibit called Penguinaria.
Okay.
And that's where you go into the shit, and it's just a whole bunch of penguins, and it just smell like just fishy shit. Because you know they feed the penguins fish and shit. So I'm just saying a bitch pussy a little fishy.
A Detroit penguin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A Detroit penguin, man.
Yeah, that's a crazier penguin.
The craziest thing about the Detroit Zoo is it's kind of like in a residential neighborhood.
It's just on the block.
Yeah, like it's like houses and shit around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like the property value, you got to be a little lower around there.
It's
like
a tire shop
lion
the
shit,
zoo.
All type of shit. You know what I'm saying? They got these walls up and shit, but every now and then the motherfuckers, like I remember when this graffiti crew, they broke in and let some animals out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like motherfucking tigers and shit walking around the hood and shit. It was fucked up. But
when was this?
This was some years ago, man. Don't get me the line. It wasn't. It was a while ago, but yeah, the motherfuckers broke in and started opening up cages and shit. It was animals and shit walking around the hood and shit. They funny. They funny than a motherfucker for that shit, man.
That's a movie.
But yeah, Posse Cuts is always fucking.
We need an animated project with you playing one of them animals, and we need you, ASAP Rocky, playing a lion. You a tiger, the Looper's playing a penguin.
Oh shit, he a giraffe. That motherfucker a giraffe or some shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that was some crazy prank that they pulled, man. But just doing Posse Cuts and shit, man. It's hard not to be competitive on them bitches. Mm-hmm. You like, I'm about to body these niggas, man. Mm-hmm. You know, doing songs with other niggas. But now that I'm older and shit, and want to make music with people and shit, that'd be the last thing I think about. I think that's like a young exuberant, like you just want to be, get your shit off and shit. Now I just want to make the best possible song I can make with somebody, Cause I
just team playing.
Yeah, cause I ain't no fucking battle rapper. If you wanna body a nigga on a song, go be a fucking battle rapper.
Yeah,
nigga.
Start a beef with him.
Yeah, don't do some shit like that. So I'm out of that mind frame. I just want to make good music with people. Mm. You got some a collaboration like list that you motherfuckers you want to work with?
Oh man, I mean shit. You?
Yeah, nigga. I've been here. I'm waiting on you.
I know. The Loopers. We got a couple things together, but I really want to zone in with him because both of y'all, like I look up to both of y'all for real. Like,
nah, man.
As far as the vein of, rap that I'm interested in, and just the sentiments that y'all get across and the style. I'm like, man, these two niggas figured it out.
Because you a funny motherfucker. We silly motherfuckers. That's what
exactly.
It is.
Detroit and the A got a lot of shit in common. So
yeah. I would definitely say that, man. Because a lot of motherfuckers in Atlanta was like motherfuckers Beverly Hills living in Detroit shit. Niggas like, I'm getting some money and move to Atlanta. You know the fucked up part about that shit is, though, all them niggas that was like, man, I'm going to get my money, and they moved down to Atlanta. And he's like, man, I found this big-ass house for like $100,000. They moved out there. Them niggas was living in the hood. Them niggas got robbed, shot, all type of shit. All them niggas, them niggas was coming back home 5 years later, battered and bruised, man. Like, Atlanta did me dirty, man.
But you moved to Pittsburgh, and now your ass down there with Lil Baby and them.
Dog, them niggas, because they been slapping them little houses up down there and shit. Everybody was down there moving and shit. I swear, every nigga that moved from Detroit to Atlanta, man, they didn't come back with a good story. Or niggas went to jail or all type of shit, man.
Yeah,
so
bro.
I don't think it's really happening like that no more. Because I ain't heard no people from Detroit. But moving to Atlanta in general, that don't seem like a good idea no more, man.
It's still, I mean, it's like moving to L.A. now. The cost of living is the same as L.A. and
really?
New York. You're not like beating the system moving to Atlanta no more. It's already cooked because they got the studios, Marvel shoot out there, Tyler Perry, like,
oh yeah,
it's fucked up. Before the pandemic, oh my god, it was paradise. But now
I think everything was kind of like that.
Yeah,
I see a lot of motherfuckers moving to Houston now.
That's why the Wings got bad in Atlanta.
The Wings, oh yeah,
the Wings fucked up now.
I heard it's been like a wing drought in that motherfucker.
That shit trash.
Ain't no more JR Crickets going on, man.
Nah, man, I think the wing shortage of pandemic fucked it up so bad. They got prepubescent chickens now, like,
cause y'all motherfuckers eat a lot of wings out there. That goddamn, the best fucking chicken wings I ever had in my life was Magic City, though.
They still good, but they frying them chickens too early, nigga. Let them motherfuckers grow up.
Niggas got
let them nigga grow up first before you put.
Niggas got fetus wings.
Yeah. Damn, this preemie baby ass wing, like elementary school wings. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Little ass wings. I can't remember where we got wings from. They weren't bad. They weren't bad though. Yeah. But I mean, I'm probably on a low tier of wing.
Magic City got the monopoly on the good cuts because they gotta keep making the best wings. They Magic fucking City. You know what I mean? Everywhere else gets a short end. American Deli, you cooked.
Oh,
American
man.
Deli's done.
All right, man. But Atlanta, they'd always been like the black heaven. Like, I don't think that would ever change,
Nah.
Because it's just, motherfuckers got money out there, man. Yeah. So, all right. Next up, we got London Show. Hi, Danny. Looking forward to your London Show. Is there any chance you'll be doing a record signing somewhere? Would love to get some album signed. Best Bobby. Fuck no, I ain't going to do no motherfucking album signing, man. I know what y'all motherfuckers be doing now, man. I ain't got time for that, man.
What's wrong with the album signing?
I mean, I would do it, but what I found out, man, these kids, man, they be buying vinyl and shit just to get you to sign it so they can sell it on eBay. They ain't trying to keep it for them fucking memories or nothing like that. They just trying to get their bread, man.
Yeah.
So fuck that. Y'all motherfuckers ain't making no money off me, man.
Yeah.
Y'all worse than the motherfuckers that be parked outside the hotels with pictures of me I ain't never took before. I'm be like, nigga, where you get this picture from? Nigga be like, sign this. It be a Xerox copy and shit. Them niggas be the worst, man. You been in London anytime soon, man? You fuck with out there?
Yeah, I was just out there playing my homegirl Joe T's party. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about London. You like London?
I love it. It's one of my favorite places,
really?
Man. Yeah, yeah. Cause I've been there a lot. Okay. You know, that's where my record label's at and shit. So I've spent a lot of time in London, man. I mean, I could see a lot of people complaining about the weather and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I'm from Detroit, so it wasn't too far off
okay.
for me. But I mean, I've just been so engulfed in their culture for so long. And mm-hmm. like all my favorite artists is from London. Like right now, that motherfucking New Streets album. That motherfucker
oh, okay.
is
yeah,
a banger.
You.
Oh my God, man. I'm like, this motherfucker still got it, man.
Wow.
Like, so yeah, man, that New Streets album. And I want to go see fucking Naya Archives. She's in the US touring yeah. right now.
Mm-hmm.
I might try to catch her in New York. But yeah, London, even now, like they got the Cortez shit popping, man.
Yeah.
I love that shit, man. Cortez, however you want to say it, man. That's like one of my favorite clothing brands right now. So I just always been into fucking London shit, man. Watching Top Boy and shit. You know what I'm saying? You watch Top Boy, you start talking like them niggas, man. You be like, where's my grup, fam? Where's my grup? So yeah, man, I just always love London. You don't like London, man?
I don't know. I think I just haven't really like dipped in like far enough into the culture there, you know what I mean? I gotta get around the black people there.
You know, like most places, it's all about who you know out there,
mm-hmm.
type shit. Cause I remember I was getting trash weed when I was smoking and shit. Then mm-hmm. I got the pack out there. It was great, man. Yeah. All right, man. We got some freestyles.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, we always watch these motherfuckers rap, man. They be good sometime, man.
I'm trying to see that.
I be pissed when they be good. I be trying to see the motherfucker crash and burn.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
Anthony Von Helvet, let's go. Wrecked him, damn near killed him. Watching Alex Jones with the hose, red pilled him. Hit it till she hit the high notes, no helium. My lips sinking all in that pussy Milli Vanillium. I've been doing this since Fat Farms and Sidekicks. I write hits and sell fake weed to white kids. Righteous, they be like, where you buy this? And no cap, it ain't weed, it's just spice, bitch. Must be the dog in me, cause bitch, I'm a lichen. I come for that neck like Attack on Titan. Hit the shit raw and it wasn't too frightening, but 28 days later and the hoe starts biting.
That nigga look like a magician. He wasn't a bad rapper, though. I mean,
he was saying some shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I
those
hate
was words.
Yeah, man. I don't know what to say, man.
He was going, yeah. I'll give it that's a solid like 7.
Yeah, he got it going on.
He said some shit.
He said some shit, man. All right, man. God damn it.
That nigga look greasy, though.
Magician ass. That
nigga look like the mayor of Greece.
All right, let's see the next one.
The prince of Greece.
These motherfuckers
thought about coming off top like I just off a cliff. Instead, I decided to write some stupid ass shit. Shout out to the Booth Boys and Danny Brown. I'm a Filipino, you know how we get down.
Hell
take
yeah.
your heart
yeah,
when you I know. Peel off my mask. I'm a phantom thief. The way I'm bagging these cats, it's a masterpiece. When I'm snapping these raps, ain't no athlete, but I'll run up some cash. So here we go, never gonna stop it. Got a burning tongue like a bit of Hot Pocket. Casual in person on the mic, I'm obnoxious. Partying all these rappers, kill Mongo with the notches. Stop it, filling all your bubbles if you try to test me. All over the place when I spit so messy. If I'm going out, I'm going out like Presley. Dead on the shit of toilet water on my testes.
Oh
ooh.
My God.
By the name and highness.
I mean, I can't never diss my fellow Filipinos, man. So,
toilet water on my testes.
Yeah, that was
that
nasty.
That nigga was snapping.
That was nasty.
You weren't nuts.
That was freaky right there, man. I don't know what you got going on, man.
Yeah, that was
a little nasty.
Swag
yeah,
man, was up.
My Filipinos, I never really see fat Filipinos like that, man. That was a new one for me, man. But yeah,
he's big as shit. I liked him.
All right, we'll hop into some white people shit.
Ooh.
We got duckies on the dash.
White people shit.
What's up, Danny? I think I may have discovered some white people shit. Rubber duckies on a dashboard. At first, I noticed this with Jeep owners. They have rubber duckies all across the dashboard of their Jeeps. Then I noticed rubber duckies on the dashboard of their cars. Have you seen this? Would you consider this white people shit? Sincerely, Lou. I ain't never really seen a motherfucker with no rubber duckies on it. So I don't know if this white people shit.
What variant of white people? What is this, a regional?
Rubber duckies on the dash. I'm kind of pissed because I thought this was a sport. I thought this was going to be a sport or something, like motherfuckers making duckies run or some shit. Duckies on the dash.
Rubber ducky on the dash.
That sounds like a Gunna song.
Yeah.
Rubber duckies on the dash. I don't know, man. That's some that's like babies on board, man. That seemed like I don't know, man. It might be like a soccer mom type of activity, man. But I don't know, man. I ain't never really seen no.
We need Al Yankovic to redo "Bible on the Dash" by Gunplay.
Oh man, you a man. Bible on a Dash. That's one of my favorite Gunplay songs, too. Man. It might be my favorite Gunplay song,
for
man.
Sure.
That and Cartoon and Cereal verse, man. Gunplay, yeah. Man, he's a bad motherfucker, man.
He's going nuts.
I seen his ass on Love and Hip Hop, man. I was like, man,
yeah.
it's crazy. Yeah. I wonder what the how does the casting go for Love and Hip Hop, man? Because they be picking some of the most randomest people, man.
I know.
I mean, I would never end up on that shit. I can't do
would
it.
Would you ever do it?
Fuck no, man.
Why not?
I don't know, man. I just
that would be so fucking funny.
It would
though.
Be. I would be trolling.
That's what I'm saying.
If I was to be doing that shit, I would be trolling.
You remember back in the day? Did you ever see Bus Driver on Blind Date? Back in the day,
I think I remember
it was
that.
Way back in the day, and he was rapping. He was fully in his rap bag, but he was
I think I do remember that, man. Yeah. Bus Driver, man. Shouts out to Bus Driver. Yeah. But yeah, he hilarious for that.
Yeah,
that was like an old MTV show.
Yeah, Blind Date was like, you remember Blind Date? They would put you in a car and they would drive you around. And they would have them doing these dates and shit, but then there would be these like captions. It was like memes, like coming up about the shit they saying. Like
Bus Driver, hilarious for that shit.
Funny
man.
As fuck. You would go crazy on Love and Hip Hop. That I want to
no.
see that.
Fuck no. I just
I want to see you dating like Sherry Shepherd or some shit like that.
No, man.
Or Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh man. I just seen that video early, man, when fucking Webby was talking about how much he'll fuck Whoopi Goldberg, man. I guess that's one thing that's so I think it takes to be a rapper. He is, man. I think so it takes nasty. So much to be a rapper, man, that most of these motherfuckers is hilarious, man. I think Webby is one of the motherfuckers that's just
so funny.
I think once a year I sit around and watch his interviews and shit, man. And that motherfucker, man, goddamn, man. The woman he was talking, DJ Envy and Charlamagne, couldn't say Charlamagne name, reading the shit.
Charlamagne.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you rappers can't read, man. This is proving my theory right, man. Most rappers can't read. And then when you a smart rapper, they think you lame. They be like, this nigga, I don't want to hear that lame-ass lyrical miracle shit. Like, no, the nigga just know how to read, man. He's not, dog. Y'all got to chill on that. And it's goddamn DJ Envy. I've been engulfed in that shit, too, as well, man.
I haven't tapped in yet. I know he did a Ponzi scheme, but I haven't gotten into the
dog, it's crazy. It's funny, man. It's one of those things, man. I mean, light-skinned niggas gonna scam, man.
Hey, come on.
That's all
come
they
on.
Gonna do, man. Hey. I never met a light-skinned nigga that wasn't out here scamming, man.
My full support is behind DJ Envy.
I mean, the thing is what they was doing is they was like, it was like robbing Peter to pay Paul type of situation. Mm. Like, they'd be finding these, like, run-down, like, buildings and shit like that, and then they'd get it. And then they'll tell a motherfucker, like, we're going to renovate it and do this and do that. Yeah. This motherfucker put some money down on it. Then they'll get another motherfucker to put some money down on it. Like, getting motherfuckers to put money down on it. And then they was like, you put money down on it. Then they'll go pay you your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were just doing that shit back and forth. And then, but then this nigga, dog, they start reading with this nigga. This nigga was just buying DoorDash and shit.
Oh, he's a genius.
He was just spending that shit on just fat shit.
I love it. But he's going down in the pantheon of light-skinned niggas for sure.
Yeah, it was all light-skinned niggas involved.
He's top
man.
Five.
But yeah, man, real estate has always been a tricky game, man. You know, motherfuckers always be like, man, you make some money, man, getting into real estate and shit like that, man. But I've seen so many drug dealers and shit, like, always try to, like, clean their money up, and they always get fucked out of it. And that's pretty much what it was. They was pretty dealing with. And then they was doing, like, seminars and shit like that, and motherfuckers believing in them.
Oh, my God.
Because you got to think, DJ Envy reaches crazy being on the fucking Breakfast Club and shit like that, so motherfuckers involving themselves in that shit. And it's just, oh, man, I'm... That's just like, I don't crypto, all that shit, man. Be
shout out DJ Envy, bro. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, he was the punching bag for so long. He's like, look, I'll do some bullshit. I'm toxic too. Watch this.
I don't know, man. Nigga might be going to jail though.
For sure.
It's nothing worse, man. Like, damn, man.
I think you have to go to jail to reach the like top 10 of light skinned niggas. Like Christopher Williams, El DeBarge, DJ Envy, Chris Dorner, probably the best one we got.
Chris Dorner, goddamn.
That nigga
man.
Was like, y'all gonna have to burn me, y'all gonna crispy my ass.
That shit is fucked up, man. That's you know? Nine. They didn't got me in a chokehold. I'd have been fucking betting them fucking sports. We're not gonna call it betting, but I've been indulging. You
been,
know what I'm saying?
Going crazy.
But it has been fun, man. I ain't going too crazy, you know, but yeah, man, I'm kind of down. I got to get back. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to watch this game tonight, man. I'm so happy fucking basketball season starting because I don't really know shit about football. You know, I'll be trying my best. But basketball, I feel like I know a little better than that. But I'll be like, God damn, these motherfuckers scamming me on this shit.
I don't know shit about either, but I'm watching basketball now because niggas keep saying I look like Jordan Poole. So I'm rooting
Jordan
for
Poole?
Him.
Yeah. I guess I see it a little bit.
Yeah, people keep tagging me in his stuff. Every time he's good or bad.
They say like, he look like V's too.
He do look like V's. Yeah. Jordan it's that Poole, picture right there where he pointing. They keep,
he about to
they
shoot the ball 100 times a night. This motherfucker, I swear, he on the Washington Wizards. Ain't nobody else about to get a shot. This motherfucker's about to shoot the ball 100 times. So, shouts out to Jordan Poole, man. He's from Milwaukee, man. You trapped in with the Milwaukee scene?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Certified Trapper.
Oh, my God. Certified Trapper, A.O. Lee, Maya P.
They some funny motherfuckers too, man.
They funny as hell.
I don't know, man.
Kia
maybe,
Boys.
Yeah, the Kia Boys shit had me in the chokehold for a minute. I had to stop watching it, man, because it was almost like I was co-signing it, man.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining to me.
Yeah.
But I haven't been tapped in watching the Kia Boys. But Certified Trapper, I'm so happy to see him. Because it's hard to find rappers that just want to do their own shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like him, man, he's just an original.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the fucking beats, the claps, man. Even the way he fucking rap, man. His whole style, man. Like the videos.
Bro,
everything about him, man. So I'm so happy to see, you know, because I remember when he first signed his deal and shit, I was like, they going to try to change this nigga. Have him rapping on some Metro Boomin' and shit. Yep. And that nigga kept it the same, man. So,
I love they lingo. It's like undiscovered for me. I didn't know like how much lingo they really had out there and just unique shit until I started tapping in.
Put 50 on 6, nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga, he's hilarious, man.
They said, Rob is ass. They say ass. Yeah. Goofy ass.
Put that goofy ass on me.
Throw that big fat juicy ass on me.
That song is my shit. But I like that music too because, man, you know, a lot of shit now with all this drill shit and everything, everything is just not trying to sound so hard.
Yeah.
And even though they talking some gangster shit and they shit,
it's silly.
The bitches can still shake their ass
exactly.
to it. You know what I'm saying? I can see that shit going up in the Milwaukee club.
Yeah.
I would love to see what that scene looking like, man. Yeah. I know the bitches can fucking twerk to that shit and shake their ass and do all that shit. So
yeah.
Anytime a motherfucker, you know, pumping the girls up, man, I'm all down with that, man.
I was so happy to see it because rap like left that space for so long. The last time it was really like that was like when Atlanta had Snap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With D4L.
And Travis Porter and them.
Travis Porter, they was in the same vein, but then it became like, you know, Margiela and killing.
Everybody's like, so dripped out now.
Yeah, it's too drip.
Too much swag.
Yeah.
Everybody's just got too much swag.
Used to be the freshest nigga in the club with a Foot Locker white tee.
I know, man. Imagine those days, man.
Take us back.
You can go spend, but I mean, you just had to be consistent with it, though.
Yeah.
That was the difference, man. You could be fresh for cheap back then, but you had to get fresh every weekend.
You had to spend a Margiela amount on white tees.
Yeah, it wasn't no re-rocking. This is a one-time wear every time you got busy. I swear, man, my hustling days, I literally used to fucking hustle all week just to buy one outfit and a bottle in the club. Get that one bottle of Moet. And I was probably spent about a good $300 on my outfit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I probably got to make me a good $500 every week.
Oh, my God.
But I was getting my shit. I was getting my quota, you know what I'm saying? You know, have a little money to party with and shit like that. But that was stupid. Risking your goddamn life for a fresh outfit, some Jordans and shit. You know, fashion is, now to me, man, I'm more into like art pieces and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
No, I see you. You be going crazy. You and Z. You going nuts. Like.
Now with clothes and shit. Cause I've been more into independent designers now.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting to more so than the brands and shit.
Yeah.
You know? Cause now I guess the niggas burnt it out, man.
They cooked it.
Now I see niggas in the hood wearing Rick Owens and shit. I was wearing that shit 10 years ago, man.
Yeah.
Now they like, nigga, I got the Rick on. It's like, nigga, come on, man. Chill out, man. Like, y'all niggas ain't no runway, nigga. You
Your
know
kid's
what I'm
hungry is what the problem is. Like,
oh, yeah. And then you got to be proportioned for that shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was always a slim motherfucker. Obviously, I gained weight during my drinking phases and the fucking pandemic and all that shit. But I'm slimming back down. I'm getting back down to a sample size and shit.
That's what I don't like about it. It'd be niggas that look like Dr. Robotnik and they got Amiris on.
They be looking like pugs standing up
and
shit.
Fat ass, take that shit off.
Niggas be looking like pugs, man. Stand it up.
Built like an ice cream cone.
Top be big than a motherfucker. Skinny jeans on
big
and shit.
Big ass Balenciaga sneakers.
Duh, niggas be. I mean, yeah, that's one thing they got to get together, man. They just got to get their proportions together. But the fucked up part about it is that all the hood shit that they could wear and shit is kind of cracking on shit. Mm-hmm. Like with baggy clothes and shit coming back in, you know, like. You can really be fresh in the hood without having to spend all that money buying that designer shit. Like, I knew it was fucked up when my nephews and shit started asking for designer and shit. I'm like, nigga, y'all niggas in the ninth grade. What the fuck you want some Balenciagas for? Like, that shit, that's out, nigga. I ain't doing that.
Y'all all gonna be sharing them.
Y'all about to get these LaMelo balls. You better get a pair of LaMelos and call it a day. And I don't, because, I mean, I used to do it too, but obviously that's, you know, you see shit. Just coming up, you're like, man, when I get some money, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So once you know you get some money and shit, you start buying expensive shit, man. But then you start realizing, like, this shit is stupid, man. Mm-hmm. Like, now I get a lot of my clothes free and shit. It's like, you know, like, yeah. I don't even really got to buy shit like that, man. I mean, I do. I like thrifting for the most part, like getting a cool T-shirt like that. It's nothing like finding some shit that's not mass produced.
Right.
You know? Or I like, you know, brands like, I love what Mischief is doing, and then, you know, I fuck with the homie Dumb by Doug and shit like that. But for the most part, man, I don't really go crazy. I don't be on fucking Mr. Porter and shit like that no more, man, looking at scents and doing that shit.
I'll go look at scents before I go to sleep.
Oh, you still doing that?
I'll look at it before I go to bed. Scents, but I won't buy nothing. I just look and I'll be like,
That shit.
I'm not going to buy nothing.
Nothing was worse than just having your card already logged in to scents and being on Xanax. You be up late night, being on that motherfucker nodding off. Next thing you know, 4 days later, some shit come. Like, I ordered this. Oh man, I'm tripping. This shit was $1,200.
Yeah,
you get like, oh man. Oh, that's who you look like, the nigga that stole the bitch tabbies.
Why did I get tabbies? Why did I do this?
The first time I seen that, the nigga that stole the bitch tabbies, I'm like, this nigga look like Zach Fox.
I was like, yeah, we up.
ain't nobody hit you with that. Like, Zach stole the bitch tabbies.
Bro, the whole day they was hitting me up. It was crazy.
That shit was the funniest story in the world. I think that should become a comedy, man.
For sure.
Like how the one homegirl did her shit. What's her name? I can't think of it, man. But yeah, they should definitely turn into some type of comedy, man. Yeah. That nigga stole that bitch tabbies, man.
That's a Disney
Pixar
movie.
Which part two, man, Margiela couldn't ask for a better they couldn't ask for better promo than that, man. Cause they had niggas looking for the tabbies now. Like, hold up, man. Niggas stealing these bitches? Ain't got to be some shit. That was always my problem too. If a motherfucker was dying over it, or getting rides for it, it made me just want it more. I'm like, ooh, shit.
Yeah.
Niggas dying over Montclairs. Let me get one of them motherfuckers.
I don't care. They look like Ninja Turtle feet. Give me some.
It's nothing like risking your life just wearing something and walking in the street. You just get an extra adrenaline rush. Like, that's black people shit right there. Wearing shit you know you don't, you could die for. And walking around a hood and shit like, yeah, nigga, I got this shit. Who gonna try me? You know what I'm saying? Luckily, nobody ever got my ass, man. I remember I got the Biggie Marmot. And that was a hot item motherfuckers was robbing motherfuckers for in New York.
Really?
I was wearing that motherfucker through New York. They was like, what, you got a death wish? I'm like, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Detroit, you know? And motherfuckers was like, man, I can't wear that shit. I got to take the train. But I wasn't doing too much, man. Now I'm living in Texas, man. I can't even get no fucking coats and shit, man.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I miss.
What do you do out here now?
Shit, nigga, just, you got the toes is out now, man. It's hot, nigga. You can't even wear socks around this bitch. This is what it's like being cold and fucking, it's just rain and shit, man. Yeah. Like, fucking a few weeks ago, nigga, we had a fucking hailstorm. Fucking golf ball size hail. It was 90 degrees outside, though. I'm like, what the fuck kind of, this is hell on earth, man. Yeah. A motherfucking hailstorm in 90 degree weather fucking cracked my windshield.
What?
And then now, you know, so many motherfuckers' windshield got cracked. It's like a year wait to get the motherfucking get your shit fixed. So.
Oh, so you just whipping a Flintstones car now. You just.
No, my girl, she going to take it up to San Antonio. Oh. She going to take the trip to San Antonio. Yeah, look at that shit.
Nah, what?
Motherfucking golf balls, man.
Oh, hell no.
That shit, I know it knocked the homeless motherfucker out. Had to, man. You was on 6th Street just living your best life and just got knocked in the head by a fucking piece of hail, man. But yeah, the weather's out
Texas
here, man.
Getting plagues now. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, I ain't. Cause I mean, in Detroit, man, we had hailstorms and shit. It'd be hailstorm in Atlanta.
No.
It'd be like little, like look like
yeah,
little,
we'll get the little,
like little bullshit. Yeah, little pebbles.
Little
or
like
stuff,
our
you
wings.
Know? And that shit down to like styrofoam. It don't look like it could hurt you or
I
nothing.
I think it is styrofoam from the wings.
It don't really be nothing, man.
That shit
but
absorbing into the atmosphere.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, we'll get ready to get up out this motherfucker in a minute. Spin the wheel in this motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Oh, y'all got a wheel?
Yeah, we spin the wheel in this bitch. I knew it was going to land on fucking Bitcoin.
Okay.
Did you ever fuck with the crypto shit?
Nah. I tried for a second. I went on one NFT site. I farted and made a voice memo, and I put it on the NFT site. I said, sample this and win a Grammy. And I just did it as a joke. And I got 3.5 Ethereum off that.
Oh, shit.
Which, like, in 2020, that was like 6K mm-hmm. or some shit like that. And I was like, oh, this is the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody should be able to do this.
Obviously, you know my thirsty ass. Anytime I start seeing niggas making some money off some shit, I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm about to get in this shit. That motherfucking shit.
History will not
like
be kind to us for letting that happen.
That's just like Twitter. Y'all niggas was trolling me, man. The motherfucking Twitter, man. I went hard on Twitter. They gave me $8, man. I said, fuck this shit, man.
Yeah, NFT.
Yeah, I mean,
NFT
you know, you, they just started saying you could pay motherfuckers for tweets and shit and all that shit, man. They gave me $8, man.
$8?
I'm like, I couldn't even get a combo meal fully, man. I'm like, fuck this Twitter shit, man. Elon got his goddamn mind, man.
Yeah,
I got 5 million impressions. You gave me $8, man. You a bitch, man. But yeah, shouts out
what
to
what a dark time.
I Bitcoin know, man. Was dark. But and I'm so stupid, man. I used to fucking get Bitcoin way back in the day, fucking with Silk Road and all that shit.
Like back in like 2010.
When we was getting Molly and fucking Lean and all that shit, man. And I'm pretty sure I got a wallet with some fucking Bitcoin in it. That was, and when that shit cracked, I couldn't figure it out. And I'm pretty sure I had some leftover Bitcoin and shit.
Yeah.
I'm dumb, but.
What a weird. We was listening to niggas who didn't understand actual money tell us about new money.
I told you what it did, man. It just turned like regular nerdy motherfuckers into straight degenerates, man. As soon as they that motherfucking money hit, they went crazy. You seen the mother? What's the one nigga that had the ugly girlfriend? I can't think. Don't
she's
get me.
So damn ugly.
Sam
Bank.
That nigga, man.
His girl looked like, wow, man.
And she had like three of them niggas, man. They was dropping that bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
Was she pimping? She was pimping.
I don't know, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I done hit some bitches that look like that.
That bitch
too,
like
man,
Beaker.
I done hit. But yeah, man. They was living their best life, man. That's fucked up, man. Damn. And she looking rough too, since them charges been coming down too. She looking even worse,
it's,
man.
It's down from
dog,
here.
Dog, it's
is
down
crazy.
From here, man. Look at that look, man. That bitch looked like the end of Wizard of Oz when the Wicked Witch lost all her shit. You know what I'm saying? God damn, bitch.
Oh, man.
That bitch do look like Beaker, though. You a funny motherfucker, Zach.
That bitch look like she touched a cursed artifact or some shit.
Yeah, man.
God struck that bitch with something. You gonna be ugly forever.
That's like when
she touched the Ark of the Covenant, got ugly.
That's like when you kiss the frog, like some Cinderella shit, and the bitch go back to her normal looking self or some shit, and she turn to that shit, be like, damn, bitch, that's what you look like. But damn, they was balling out though, man. That's what I'm saying. These type of motherfuckers. That's why I all this shit, man. Like,
I'm sorry.
Since the 2020s, man, the nerds been winning, man. It's really fucked up. Like even with the streamers and all that shit, man. These motherfuckers, man, they getting too much money, man. And they get to the point they think they cooler than the regular cool motherfuckers. It'd be like,
you said streamers?
Damn, all of the motherfuckers, man. Yeah. Like it's just been getting crazy out here. I seen a tweet motherfucker like, man, the streamers are the new rappers. Like, what? Man, shut the fuck up, man.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's impossible, man. Like,
what?
I mean, it's I feel like it's a low ceiling on that shit, kind of anyway, though. Like, it's not going. You got to save your money doing that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's gonna. That's gonna flip too. You know.
Or like even I've seen somebody was like Cassinette, the new 106 in Park. I'm like, man, it is dope though what he's doing, but until he puts somebody on. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like reacting to motherfuckers' music that's already on, which I feel like the motherfuckers
we
probably be
that.
Paying his ass or
for
some shit.
Sure,
that's
yeah.
like a new way of promo or something.
Yeah.
But no, you got to put somebody on to say that. Like 106 in Park, like you get your video on that shit. You was a new artist, nigga.
Right.
Your shit went up. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So until you like take a new artist nobody know of and react to their shit and they just blow up overnight, then that's when you really got power and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm 106 in Park, man. I'm
RIP.
We miss that kind of shit, man. Because it ain't really nothing in hip hop that we don't got nothing that can put you on.
No. And I think that's what I miss about program TV, too. Like, everything being so streamed right now and so, like, in the now,
mm-hmm.
we lost curation in that. You know what I mean? Like, we used to sit and watch BET, and I would get home from school, and I'm like, who's going to be on Rap City of the Basement
today?
Yeah,
we rushing home for that shit.
You know whoever's going to be on there, it's going to be hard, and they're going to freestyle, it's going to be hard. But when everything is just everything, and it's always now, you know, how you curate some shit mm-hmm. to be cool.
That's why I think shit, and motherfuckers be always talking about gatekeeping. We need some gatekeeping around 1,000%. This motherfucker, man. Yeah. Like, it ain't no, this shit is like the wild, wild west out here, man. And like, and they wonder why a lot of these artists, man, can't fucking, they can't make it like longer than, like, they got, the lifespan is getting shorter.
Yeah.
Because you already taking motherfuckers that ain't been developed yet.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of artists, man, motherfuckers been doing it 10 years before they even got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit. Niggas don't even know how to perform. Like, imagine you make your first song and that shit just blow up. Next thing you know, you got to perform in front of 20,000 people. Yeah, of course you're going to crash and burn quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, I pray for you. That's all I can do for you, man. I ain't got no advice for your ass. I don't. All right, we'll roll the wheel. We'll spin the wheel over time and get up out of here. I don't. I ain't got no advice, because only advice I can tell you is experience.
Yeah.
You have to be doing this shit for a long time, man. Mm-hmm. That's just like even you was doing this shit with Awful and all that shit. Motherfucker just seemed like you just popped out the blue with a Jesus on. Like, no, this been nigga been doing time, this man. Shit. Free climbing.
Free climbing. Put me on.
That's when motherfuckers just climbing rocks and shit, right?
Climbing raw?
Climbing rocks, right?
Just raw.
Climbing without ropes.
Yeah, free climbing. Shit. White people shit.
Okay.
I was in rehab with a motherfucker that used to, that was his whole shit, going climbing shit and this and that, man. It seems like a, But to be honest, man, I've tried to climb one of those dumbass walls like David Buster's or some shit, whatever. Yeah. And you
did good.
Fuck no, you got to have some real upper body strength and all type of shit, man. Strength. That shit ain't for the weak at all. I'm too weak for that shit. But ain't nobody trying to risk their life, man, for a picture.
Didn't somebody just die doing this, or they die all the time doing this?
They die all the time.
Like,
man.
A famous dude died doing this, right? It was like a big one, a big story, right?
I just don't see the satisfaction you get out of this, you know? Like, you know, I climbed some rocks and shit. I mean, I got to the top.
I kind of get it, you know?
It ain't the same adrenaline rush as wearing a mind clear in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not.
But I guess it's just an adrenaline. Oh, yeah, this motherfucker died right here.
Motherfucker up there dick hard the whole time. Yeah.
Like, fuck. Just got a boner.
That boy busting the whole way get up
to
and
the,
down.
Did get close to the top, nigga, dick just get harder than a motherfucker. Nasty motherfucker, man. I just wanted to bust a normal way, man. Once it got to get to me climbing rocks to get the dick hard, man,
you can
it's
just
over.
Have sex. You don't have to go up there.
Yeah, man. Look, 22-year-old, she died.
Damn.
R.I.P.
All these people could have just did a perk. That's crazy.
But yeah,
just
right.
Do Atlanta coke.
Oh yeah, that's the coke is sketchy, man. But yeah, free climbing, man.
But I get it. A lot of people, like, they get off drugs, you know.
Oh yeah,
I mean?
And they gotta get that rush,
the defense or something. They need something else.
Oh man,
but like, damn, bro.
I mean, they got the indoor shit, man. Just go do that, man. Like, yeah, you know, you got. I guess the indoor shit is a little different, but I don't know, man. But no, it's not something I'm into.
Become a streamer, like,
yeah, bro, do something, man.
Something else.
I'm not into it, man. I can't. I mean, it probably is a great workout though.
No, for sure.
You definitely getting your muscles up and shit doing that, but nah, man.
Yo, white people street points after free climbing.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
You got street cred.
It's like you caught a body to white people.
That's white people street. Oh, this nigga climbed Mount Everest. Oh shit, you coming to party? They know you and everything. Like,
you got the juice now.
All right, man. We about to get up out this motherfucker, man. Thank you to my brother, Zach Fox, man. Thank you for coming through and doing this, man. Also, shouts out to the Booth Boys, staying over late and shit, man. Love y'all niggas, man. You know, we got to get the boys credit behind the scenes, man.
Hell yeah, appreciate y'all.
Hell yeah, man. Because, you know, we don't do this shit at night. I ain't never been this motherfucker this late.
I appreciate y'all.
We do this shit in the morning.
Me,
yeah, I said my nigga
really
Zach coming through,
it.
Man. Let this nigga pull up.
Yeah, thank you.
You got some shit you want to plug?
Yeah, make sure y'all check out, if you have time, go see FinTech. It's on tour right now. Go check it out. Mecky Leaper's IG page. He got all the tour dates of it. It's a fantastic pilot. Promise you it's probably going to get sold somewhere, become a great series. He's a genius. He worked on Jury Duty. It's me, him, and Holmes. We're touring the pilot, so we all do like 10 minutes of stand-up, and then They showed a pilot. I'm on tour right now. Buy some tickets to that. My North America tour. Yeah. Hell yeah. Keep watching Abbott Elementary. Keep fucking with Danny.
Hell yeah. Yeah, love you, brother, you know? Man. Thank you for coming through, man. Yeah. We about this motherfucker. See y'all motherfucker same time, same channel. And we about this motherfucker. Peace.
Peace.
Love y'all.
Yeah.